This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Come on down for all of your wedding planning. Hey, by the way, I want to say hello to my buddy Rusty. Rusty's out there on Grand Road in Tucson tonight, having a big, big party there. Rusty's Sports Bar. Go down there and see it.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Also, Phil, I want to...
Hold on. I just want to mention, everybody, later on in our program, we will be talking with Clara Bingham and with her attorney, Harvey Wireman, about yet another incident of police abuse that is being reported. Ted Bell is at his restaurant in Beverly Hills, Ted's of Beverly Hills. To talk a little bit about your catering business, Ted?
Well, I want to bring a little bit of elegance back to something that's happening this summer and every summer, Phil, and that is the summer wedding. A lot of young ladies and young men are getting married during the summer months, and we bring to the wedding reception with our catering service elegance, taste, style, breeding, and class. And it is something that is missing in many of the wedding celebrations that are going on these days, especially the wedding receptions. I was at a wedding reception the other day. I'll give an example of what I'm talking about. And I don't know whether this is because of the generation that we are raising or the times we live in, but Marianne and I went to a wedding over in Malibu this past weekend and went to the reception, which was held up at Krager's along the Malibu Beach in the Zuma Beach area. And I was almost sickened by what I saw at this wedding reception. And it's going to shock a lot of your listeners, and I don't know what you want me to do.
Is it something you think is going to shock children?
I believe it's going to shock children, and I think it's going to shock anybody who has a sensitive stomach.
All right, then let me advise right now, anybody who is listening who is easily, well, not easily, anyone who would feel offended by material or something that may be shocking, please turn your radio off, I guess.
And I say that, Phil, with respect to your audience.
And I appreciate that, Ted, very much. So was this at the wedding reception?
This is at the wedding reception, and this is what's going on at a lot of these wedding receptions of people who are, I don't want to say they don't have money, but I guess they're individuals who are a little bit in the middle to lower middle class. And I was stunned. My wife was stunned. I thought my jaw was going to hit the floor. I finished my drink quickly and grabbed the arm of my wife, and I said, "We are getting out of here." Now,
well, tell me in as sensitive a way as you can what happened.
What happened was this. The wedding reception was fine. There was a lot of, I thought, very lowbrow stuff like champagne fountains, and they had a no-host bar. Then all of a sudden, they bring the bride out. The bride is sat down in a chair. A group of men surround her. Someone pulls her dress up above her waist. And then the groom gets down on his hands and knees like he's a dog in heat and peels off of her leg a garter belt with his nose about 2 inches from her you-know-what. Now, Phil, I am awfully sorry that...
You're talking about he's taking the garter...
He took a garter off of her leg and then threw this thing, this sweat-soaked piece of underwear, out into a crowd of drunk men howling like animals... who all they wanted to do was get a hold of it and shove it up to their nose. Now, I am absolutely appalled that I am told...
Ted, can I interrupt you for a minute?
What?
This is a thing they do at a lot of wedding receptions. It's called...
No, I understand it's something they do at a lot of wedding receptions. They don't do it at wedding receptions with class, and that's what I'm trying to tell your audience about what we do at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Let me educate you as to how it's done. A wedding among people with breeding and position doesn't turn the bride into an Amsterdam whore. What we do and what most weddings of taste do is we have a marvelous dinner. We serve steak Diane, perhaps a pesto swordfish, some light slivers of tenderloin. We serve it, and here's something that's going to shock a lot of members of your audience. We serve the meal on china. China. Now, this is spelled C-H-I.
I know how to spell china, all right? Are you telling me that my audience... is...
Well, if this is what they're doing at wedding receptions, circling around like dogs smelling meat, while some woman with her dress up above her hips pulls a piece of underwear off her leg and throws it...
It is a traditional thing in many wedding receptions.
No, Phil, it's traditional among lowbrow wedding receptions, but you don't do this. I'm Ted Bell, all right? I own Ted's of Beverly Hills. I don't go to weddings where the bride, a young woman who has just been honored in the sanctity of her matrimony, pulls a piece of underwear off and flings it into the crowd with a little sign that might as well be attached that says, "Sniff this." That's what I'm talking about. That's why we are upset.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So this is the wedding season. It's summer. Ted has been to a wedding reception where they pulled a garter up. You thought it was disgusting.
Can I ask you something? Because I'm not sure if I'm talking to the Phil Henry that I know. You're telling me that...
I've been to wedding receptions where they've pulled the garter off, yes.
All right. You're telling me that in a wedding reception where two people have consecrated their love for each other and their marriage, that to take that woman out into the middle of a party, pull her dress up, and pull something off of her legs, you can see all the leg, you're looking at that crotch. You're telling me that that's class? Are you telling me that's class? I just want to know.
I suppose the way you put it, no.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought, okay? It is not class, and I'm talking about class. And if I can do anything for your audience today on this program, Phil, it's to educate them as how a classy wedding reception takes place, how people of breeding and taste conduct themselves, and they don't do it with this, and they toss it out to the men. What is that about?
The garter toss is for, so the single guys in the crowd get together and they toss the garter, and the guy that catches it...
No, the guy that catches it, he's the next guy to get married. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
I couldn't believe my eyes, and I have seen it before, but it's nothing that I wanted to see, because this is not what you do when you got a couple of bucks. When you got a couple of bucks and you're getting married, you have your wedding reception on a beautifully terraced veranda. It is catered by the top restaurants in the city, among them my place, Ted's of Beverly Hills. You don't have a cheap, dirty, filthy champagne fountain. You have Cristal champagne. You know, you ever heard of that, Phil?
I've heard of Cristal. It's like $500 on a menu.
You better believe it, friend. C-R-I-S-T-A-L, Cristal champagne. That's something that a lot of people in your audience don't even know about. But it's called Cristal. It's very classy. Sapphire Bombay Gin, Tenderloin, Swordfish, Crab Cakes, hors d'oeuvres that are passed about by people who are uniformed service people. People in tuxedos, people in beautiful wedding gowns, not rented monkey suits. All right? And you certainly don't take, and let me again say the word, China. China. C-H-I-N-A. Okay? That's what they serve it on. Not plastic, not paper, China. All right? The other thing that happens at a classy wedding reception is the bride dances with whoever the caterer is. In my case, I'm the caterer, so I get the first dance with the bride, and also it is traditional for the caterer to walk her down the aisle.
Well, I've never been to a wedding. Obviously, you're talking about people with money.
I'm talking about people with influence and style. The caterer walks her down the aisle and dances with her, and also sits between the father and mother at the table, all right? But they don't take their underwear off and throw it around. So that's really what I'm trying to say today on your program, Bill.
Okay, hold on for a minute, Ted, if you would. I got to give our number out.
Certainly.
1-800-4... Are you at the restaurant?
I'm at the restaurant. We're gearing up for a big night tonight, Phil, because we've got a... Showtime is to have a boxing match tonight, so our sports bar really gets going.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I've never heard this before, but Ted has catered a lot of elegant weddings, and he says that the tradition of the groom taking the garter off of his bride's leg and then throwing it out to guys is low class. Are you trying to tell me, Ted, if I could, are you saying that it's pornographic?
I am absolutely saying it's pornographic. You have children there. Children. You have children present while she hikes up the dress, pulls off a garter, and throws it out into the crowd. It is absolutely the most tasteless, profane, pornographic, gut-churning, you can barely keep your food down. Any woman that would allow this, I'm not going to say she's a slut, but I'm going to say that she is almost a slut in training. To allow...
Do you know the millions of women that have had garters taken off of them in...
I'm trying to educate you now. The time is now to elevate this ceremony, this wedding ceremony, above the graphic display of her sitting in a chair, kicking her leg out, and going, yeah, go ahead, be my dog. Take my underwear off in front of everybody.
It's not underwear, man. It's a garter.
Well, it is underwear, technically.
Ted Bell from Ted's in Beverly Hills. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Is the garter toss on its way out? Is it a pornographic display, especially at a wedding reception where family members are going to be present? He was at a wedding last weekend where they tossed the garter, and he thought it was absolutely profane and pornographic. And people of style, breeding, and class don't do that at their weddings. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're talking to Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and he is starting a catering business, catering weddings, right?
That's right, Phil. This is the wedding season, and I know that there are so many people that want to make it a memorable occasion, but they are really blowing it with some of these traditional things that they're doing, whether it be the champagne fountain, no live band, using a DJ instead of a good live band, and then having your hosts like bums in a saloon have to buy their own drink. I'm shocked at a lot of...
Well, so you're expecting weddings to have host bars where everybody will be treated?
Well, absolutely. I was talking with my friend Rusty, by the way, who runs the sports bar in Tucson. And he was telling me, I wish I could give away free drinks more often because I don't want my customers to feel like bums. Walking over and saying, excuse me, can I have a drink? Yeah, that'll be $5 for a beer. Oh, gee, thank you. For me, Phil, when you have a wedding, you buy the booze for your guests. Don't be cheap. Don't be tight. Don't be some kind of a chintzy piker who forces your guests, who have come there in their best tuxedos, to walk up to the bar and actually have to throw a $5 or a $10 bill down and say, yeah, may I have a gin and tonic? I am disgusted. I'm appalled.
Boy, you are really wound up today.
Well, I'm sick and tired of what's going on with the catering business. If you can't afford a wedding that has at least 1 ounce of class, why don't you just go to Vegas and get married in the Elvis Chapel over there, all right? I don't understand why people do this.
And then you go on to say that the garter toss is pornographic.
Oh, on top of everything else, having the woman throw her garter out into the crowd is, first of all, it's pornographic. Secondly, it demeans all the single women there. It basically, or all the single men, it basically says, okay, all you ugly freaking guys, come on over. It's time now for you to pretend like maybe you can get married. They do the same thing for the women, too, Phil. And it's called a bouquet toss. Now, what they do with the bouquet toss is they humiliate all of the single women. Come on, all of you cows and pigs, get together in the ring here. Let's toss some vegetation at you.
And I don't see it that way at all.
What?
I don't see it that way at all. That's a time where the single women get together, and they toss the bouquet out into the crowd, and the women want to...
No, then how come it's nothing but... and I say this with the greatest of respect. Why is it every time they do the bouquet toss, they're always fat?
What? They're not always fat.
Well, every wedding I go to with the people that can't afford good weddings, they put all the fat women in a pen, and then they throw the bouquet.
I don't see it that way. I see it as a way of...
No, I'm a caterer. I know what I'm... I'm Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell, and I know what I'm talking about. And a lot of these people get married just to get the money and the gifts, and this is how they thank people, by basically doing porn for them. Stripping off a garter, throwing vegetation into a pen full of cattle. The bride basically says, here's my leg, boys. Hump away. And
I don't understand that, to say that they're humiliating their guests by forcing them...
Well, that's what they're doing. They're forcing them to grovel on the floor for a bouquet. Now, let me tell you what the very wealthy do. And those people that I know who are in the know...
Let me give our number out here, by the way, Ted. We're talking with Ted Bell. You're laying a lot of shocking stuff on me here about weddings and wedding planning.
I'm saying, let's get with it. and let's start planning weddings that don't treat women as if they are cattle to be fed and don't treat guys as if they're Frankenstein.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, who is in the restaurant business, is in the wedding catering business, believes that many of these traditional things that people have been used to, garter tosses, bouquet tosses, champagne fountains, hiring DJs, no-host bars, demean and trivialize the wedding. They also, he believes, treats the guests as if they're nothing but garbage. And probably the most shocking thing you've said on my program here is that the bouquet toss treats all the single women in the wedding reception as if they're cows.
That's exactly what it is, and I think that it is.
Well, I think I've been to enough weddings to know.
Excuse me, are you a caterer?
No, I'm not.
Then would you allow me to say something?
I'm just saying, I've been to enough weddings.
You've been to enough weddings, Phil, because your friends are a little middlebrow. I go to weddings where people with money are. That's the difference. Do you understand?
I've seen a lot of very beautiful women going for the bouquet.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
What?
No, now I understand.
Now you understand what?
I know that you have to say that so the women in your audience aren't angry at you.
No, I'm saying that as that...
No, I know.
No, I'm saying because I really mean it.
Yeah, sure.
I'm saying it because I mean it. I've seen a lot of good-looking women going for the bouquet.
The bouquet toss is basically saying, hey, all the cows, come on over. We're going to start tossing you hay. They might as well throw a bouquet of hay out there.
1-800-449-8686. Let me take some phone calls here.
Well, I'd be happy to talk to any woman out there who wants to plan a classy reception as opposed to what I consider to be these livestock rodeos that they're putting on now.
You're very demeaning, Ted.
I'm being honest.
1-800-449-8686. Nikki, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Nikki? Am I on the right line here? Nikki, you there?
All right.
Oh, I lost her. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills talking about the wedding reception being something other than what it ought to be. Tossing bouquets makes a woman demean herself. And
the way the guys grovel around on the floor, what happened to the call?
She's not there. She hung up.
Well, have you got another one?
Well, they're getting the calls lined up for me right now, okay?
So that was it, huh?
They're getting the calls lined up for me right now, all right?
Jesus. You know, Phil...
All right, let me go to another call, okay?
No, but you should have them run boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Hey, excuse me, do you do a radio show?
No, I don't.
Then let me do that and you cater. Delia, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Delia.
I think he's the most egotistical SOB I've ever heard. He's a caterer.
To weddings of class.
I am sorry. I have been to a lot of classy weddings all over the United States.
I have never seen
a caterer walk a bride down the aisle or have the first dance with a bride.
That is the truth. Or is the
sit
way.
Between the father and mother. A caterer is an employee of the bride and groom's family.
No, he is
not a part of the family or a friend of the family.
A caterer is the individual who gets everybody going. He's the social mixer. He's the reason. And I suppose...
You are really disgusting.
Let me ask you something. Have you been to weddings where the woman hikes her dress up above her hips?
No,
and starts...
I have not.
All right, so have you never seen the garter toss?
Not at a wedding, no. I've seen the bride throw her bouquet many times.
At the wedding reception?
Yes.
Okay.
But
well,
not...
what she also does is she hikes her skirt up above her head.
No.
Okay, yes, she does.
Well, that was an unusual wedding. But all of your comments are really ridiculous.
I make or break the wedding. I'm Ted Bell.
I don't care who you are.
Do you go after that bouquet like you're a hungry rat?
I don't care who you are. Ted Bell means nothing
to me.
Do you
know Rusty in Tucson?
No.
All right, well, I'd like you to call him, all right?
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tess, a
Tony Kent from Kent to Beverly Hills. Listen, if you want quality catering, and I mean quality catering for your wedding reception, think only of Kent. Kent to Beverly Hills.
Here at Tess, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, Ted is with us. This portion brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. You're talking about wedding receptions and the best way to do a wedding reception. You have said that the garter toss is pornographic. You've also mentioned that the champagne fountain is low class.
Well, it is, Phil. I mean, the only stuff they got flowing through there is that Freshenet garbage. And the other thing that are happening right now at wedding receptions that is really, really pulling things down is the mobile DJ. We don't have live bands anymore. Most of these people are renting mobile DJs. The other problem that I'm seeing, of course, women are returning to wearing white at the wedding, the bride.
And well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Let me see. Where do I start? Do you know why they traditionally wore white at a wedding?
You mean, are you talking about the bride?
I'm talking about the bride. Okay. Do you know why they traditionally wore white at weddings?
No, I don't.
Because they were signifying that they were virgins. Now, you know and I know that today, 2002, are you going to try to tell me these women walking up to the altar are virgins?
Well, some of them might be. I don't know. I mean, what's the point of what you're saying?
What I'm saying is this. If you walk up to the altar in white, knowing you're not a virgin, you're lying to yourself, you're lying to your husband, you're lying to God, and you might as well have nailed Jesus to the cross yourself. Now,
God Almighty, Belle. I mean, all the woman is doing is trying to have a nice white gown.
You don't wear a white gown if you're not a virgin, okay? And you know and I know that in today's society, among women, there's no such thing as a virgin. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention is we see an awful lot of the larger... Plus, here's the other thing I wanted to mention.
There's no such thing as a virgin, huh?
Not today, no.
Boy, I'm really glad that you're an expert on catering weddings as well as the sexual habits of women.
Well, let me say something else to you, Phil, because this is really important. The bridesmaids that I see are dressed horribly, and the reason why they do that is the bride wants the bridesmaid to look like crap compared to her. So I want the bridesmaids out there to understand, no matter how much you think your dress looks good, no bride ever dresses her bridesmaids to look good compared to her. Now, 50% of the guys at the wedding, and most of the grooms are going to have to face this, 50% of the guys at the wedding pork the bride anyway. Now, that's something else that you...
Oh, come on, dude!
Look at Phil, I am trying to give practical advice on wedding receptions.
50% of the guys at the wedding had the bride.
Right, and she's walking down in white? Come on! Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention, large women...
Let me give our number out, 1-800-449-8686.
So you can go to another call that isn't there?
Just don't worry about it. 1-800-449-8686 with Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm making a list here, Ted. Don't use mobile DJs. Don't have champagne fountains. You bridesmaids out there should know that the bride always dresses you to look lousy compared to her. 50% of the guys at the wedding reception, in your crude words, pork the bride anyway. And
also at least three groomsmen had the bride the night before.
That's got to be crap. And you're talking about my wedding.
Phil, I don't mean every wedding, okay? In my case, it was true.
You went up to the altar and married your wife even though she'd slept with three of the groomsmen.
Yes, because I'm a realist. That's why the bride walks so slowly down the aisle, because she just...
Sweet God.
Yeah.
What else?
The other thing is that how do I say this with delicacy? The larger women,
Go ahead and say it. The fat friends of the bride?
Yes, the fat friends of the bride. It doesn't look good for them to dance. What I would do is have them sit and just eat the cake, the wedding cake. Phil, I know that...
A lot of this, you talk about the pornography of a garter toss. This is absolutely insulting to any man and any woman planning to get married to hear this.
How many weddings have you been to? You know, a moment ago you said, I wasn't the radio guy, you were. Well, you're not the caterer I am. and I've seen a lot of low-class weddings. What I'm trying to do is...
And what about this thing? So the bride purposely puts her bridesmaids in lousy-looking dresses so they'll all look bad compared to her?
Yes. What are you talking about? Do you know why the bride and the bridesmaids need privacy while they're dressing? Because they're comparing their breasts.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Carly, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Ted Bell, who is a wedding reception caterer. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that it's stupid, the whole garter toss thing you're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't raise your dress over your head. You raise it just high enough to throw, so they can get the garter.
Yes, but the problem is you go to some of these things, they've had a lot to drink, and the next thing you know, she's pushed her skirt right up above her panties.
Well, may happen occasionally,
yeah, exactly.
But that's not the norm.
Exactly. Are you there? Oh, I guess you lost that call too, Phil.
Yeah, she's gone. Bye, Carly. Nice talking to you.
No, Carly's right. They don't always push it right above their hips, but what they will do after a couple of drinks is, for a laugh, she'll throw it up over her head and go, wee, you know how broads are. I mean, you know how women are when they...
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686 with Ted Bell, wedding caterer.
She wants to flash the grooms. Did you see Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct? Basic Instinct?
Basic Instinct?
Yeah, that's what these broads do.
You're talking about no underwear now.
You got it.
Oh, bull crap, man. I know that doesn't happen, okay?
How many times you been married?
Once.
Thank you. I've been to at least 100 weddings, catered them all. Today, and this is another thing that I find to be offensive, today's bride doesn't wear underwear. And that's why you're getting what you're getting.
All right, let's go to Susan on the Phil Henry Show. Susan, hi.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you that whoever is on this Ted Bell person...
I'm Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, ma'am.
Yeah, well, I don't care where you're from. You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, really, and you do?
Yeah, I do. I know because I've been to many weddings. I have bartended many weddings.
All right,
I'm
Ted Bell. I own a restaurant in Beverly Hills, California. I've catered a lot of weddings, some very high-profile weddings. I've seen more brides throw their dresses over their heads.
First of all, you catered them. What do you do? Are you in the kitchen cooking and preparing, or serving, or what are you doing?
As the caterer, I mix, I mingle. I walk the bride down the aisle. I will sit and...
You walk the bride down the aisle?
A lot of caterers do that, yes.
I have never been to a wedding where the caterer has walked the bride down the aisle.
Well, I don't know. What state are you calling from?
Are you in it? Well, I'm in Massachusetts at this moment.
All right. Well, there you go.
Excuse me?
There you go. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
Well, that you don't know what you're talking about. I think that you're just doing
this.
I'm
a master of ceremonies.
What about this stuff about the bride wearing white?
Yeah, because she wants everybody to think she's a virgin, and you know and I know she's not.
Oh, and then this other thing that they don't wear panties.
How do you
know that? That is, like, ridiculous.
Well, I guess maybe I've seen it.
No, you haven't seen it. Do you have a peephole?
At a reception, when they were throwing the garter, she lifted her skirt up.
Well, I don't know where was this. What was this, like some kind of a Hell's Angels confab or something?
A lot of these women today, they're wearing white, they're not virgins. They're dressing their bridesmaids.
Are you bragging about the type of clientele that you work with?
The bartenders, by the way, you're a bartender?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what you're supposed. All right, you know what you're supposed to do before the wedding, then.
I don't know. What do you mean? What I'm supposed to do before the wedding?
Oh, this is great. So she's playing stupid.
What are you talking about?
Do you want me to tell him?
You mean start pouring the champagne, popping the bottles, and
You're supposed to pop something, and it has to do with the groom.
Oh, my God.
All right, okay,
you're
man.
I'm insane,
huh?
You're crazy. I don't believe anything that you're saying.
I'm the caterer. You're the bartender.
You know, that's a good point you're making, Susan. You've said the name of your restaurant about 58 times since you've been on the air.
Because we do wedding receptions.
And
I can't imagine what you even charge. I can't imagine the quality of what you provide must be really...
Crystal champagne.
What is that?
This is just
hello?
Yeah, I'm right here, Susan.
What is that noise?
It's just nothing. It's music for my commercial.
I think you're awfully rude.
You know, as a bartender, I bet you served a few, Let me ask you something, Susan. You're a bartender, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever serve a slow, easy screw? You know what I'm talking about, right?
All right, thanks a lot.